you have successfully managed to claw your way into the Casa Berenice Recordings Podcast, Episode 32.
This podcast is our way to release multi-tracked recordings from house concerts that we host in our living room. We being Clay Chaplin and Heather Lockie, and including our clawed friends Xenotron, Fuzzy, Nemesis, and Fluff Nugget. This episode features a performance by Tim Feeney. It was recorded live at a Casa Berenice house concert on April 20, 2024.
Stick around after the performance for an interview with Tim Feeney.
And now, here is Tim Feeney performing on percussion.
Thank you. Thank you. Hi, I'm Tim Feeney. I'm kind of a percussionist and sort of a composer and often an improvised musician and occasionally a sound artist and sometimes a video maker. It's been a while since I've brought the single drum with my bare hands out of mothballs. I feel like I was touring something like this a fair bit. Actually, most of the time between 2010 and 2018 when I moved here, and I've kind of gotten away from it between teaching and, trying to put Bluetooth speakers on windowsills and whatnot lately. So it's kind of nice to reconnect for something a little bit, which, you know, has the side benefit of being doable when my head feels full of fog and out of ideas, which is, as you know, sort of a consequence of living what our April tends to be like in particular.
Yes, totally. Exactly.
You know, there, as with all of this, there are so many layers to the onion I can pull apart, right?
Yeah.
It's not exactly that I know that this is going to work perfectly, but it is a friend that I've talked to for years and years and years and who has supported me metaphorically for a long time. No ideas, but in things, right? Or if in theory, if, you know, I'm fulfilling the terms of the improvising musician, like, union membership card, right? This is something that hopefully we carry pretty close to ourselves, right? Where if I'm paying attention to watering the plant's going to grow in the direction and flower as it wants to. And, well, if I just pay attention to that, that's all I need, right? And when I remember that, then I'm, you know, I think in really good shape and really well served for something like this, too. Like, I didn't have to have an idea, or my head can be full of mothballs. It doesn't matter. It's just be attentive. That's what a human or an intense gardener or pruner of fruit trees, for example, would be really, really into, right? Or when I remember that, it's no different than anything else that hopefully makes us human.
Doesn't it hurt the skin that touches your fingernail to do that for so long?
Yeah, I caught myself a couple of times too, or, you know, I know I make faces more than I used to, especially when I play this version of it too. Like, these things do kind of sting in my fingertips a little bit.
Yeah, because for the first part, you were going toward yourself, which is going with the quick of your fingernail.
Yep.
But then the whole second part was away, and it was on this one finger. How did your fingers sustain it?
Wow, you have really sharp observations and perceptions of that too. Like, or that's absolutely right. Or I think if I remember correctly, that went kind of fingernail scraping, and then eventually, if that squeaks a couple of times, well, I guess the squeak changing from fingernails to squeaking is going to be the metaphorical topic for what we're doing next. And then I know, like, the sustained squeaking sound I have too, like, as you have identified, happens. You know, I press my fingertips into the drum head, and then I pull towards me as hard as I can. And then if I get this right, the stick slip interaction between my fingertips and the way there's rosin all over that drum head, right? The way that they stick to each other will make like this horrible streaking.
At some point you reversed it, and I'm missing in my memory how you reversed it, but
I don't really remember either, except I do remember in my head at that moment, like, I know this shrieking sound from pulling is going to fail eventually, and I should be ready to make the turn in the form as soon as it happens. And then I started to get
crescendo.
It started to come softer, and then I'm like, oh, I better be ready. It could fail at any split second. Oh, there's a failure. Push.
Mm-hmm.
And now I can
mm-hmm.
make that seem mm-hmm. to you as mm-hmm. hopefully, if I've done my job correctly,
It'll seem intentional.
A settled and clear intentionality, which is the thing I have in my own imagination when I play this about watering the plant, like, oh, surprise, it just grew a strawberry.
It's not a grapefruit.
I don't know, this the kind of cheapens it turns it into a magic trick, right? Like, those of y'all listening on the outside maybe are like, wow, what a really clearly defined and solid transition to another another really well-kept idea.
And you're like,
well, the other thing,
right? The telegraphing of it would have happened if I shake my hand or if I make the facial expressions that I am increasingly doing lately, partly because these things do sting a little bit, like the pulling sound. Mm-hmm. It's not mm-hmm. it doesn't really hurt my fingertips,
but calluses.
Yeah, totally.
And your muscles of your arms have got to
Well, I'm
feel it.
I'm older and weak, so like that. But or at least what I'm known is that's happening sooner, right? Like I know I'm out. The way I feel like I know I'm out of shape as a player doing any of these things is I can't hold these sounds as long as I intend to.
Yeah.
They change sooner, and
like anything.
These happen two ways. The pulling sound, I know eventually my arms are gonna give, and it's not that my body won't be able to support the pulling so much as I'm gonna move slightly, and now the harmonica head's gonna fall off. Mm-hmm. And the harmonic falling off is the defining characteristic that would change the form right there.
The pushing one,
you're right. Like my, in response to your first thing, like yeah, that kind of hurts. And like it's, but like, but you've identified it too. Like in order to make the singing pitches happen, like the stick slip interaction between the pad of my finger and the surface has to be just right. And then, you know, as you would expect, like you do with a bow or you know.
Strings.
Thornier experimental people do with super balls or something too. So now the pad of my finger is sticking to and releasing from the head at a frequency that the head can make. It's fundamental pitch. If I speed up or slow down, different things are going to happen. As I get increasingly coated with rosined junk from the head, that changes the interaction, and now I have to be careful about my pressure. Eventually, it's going to sting if I try to hold this for 15 minutes right now. Like there is a point where the flesh will start to separate from my fingernail. So I commonly come out of a set like coated with rosin
and
that's stinging,
a little bit
because I tried to push it. I don't know. There's some version of this that metaphorically comes together with what you're feeling in the larger world that. I don't know, like, this gets a little weird if it, now we're saying something about the experience of being a spectator, and the musician's ethic in this community in particular is, we're sharing this thing together. It's not like a polar opposition to this other perspective, but there is also a person sitting up there in front of a room full of other people. Now, if there's anything we want to say about a proscenium, but now so there's something here about too. Like, I'm not literally hurting myself, but I am pushing this. Again, it's not a spot for where physical breakdown is going to occur, but eventually I'm going to lose this. And part of the material about this now has to do with all of us experiencing as much as the physical properties of the sound we're hearing, we're also experiencing the fact that I'm going to lose this. You can find samples of my work at my website, timfeeney.com, and I'm available via Instagram at TheOtherTimFeeney.
Thank you for joining us on the Casa Berenice Recordings podcast. We would like to thank the musicians for performing and our lovely community here in Northeast LA for attending our concerts.
For more information about our house concerts or our current release catalog, please visit our website, CasaBeroniceRecordings.com.
And thank you for listening.